Good morning. It's March 8th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking case of alleged intellectual property theft, a former Google engineer has been arrested, accused of siphoning off artificial intelligence secrets. This incident underscores the high stakes in the global race for AI dominance and the lengths individuals might go to capture valuable technology. Linhui Ding, also known by the name Leon, finds himself at the center of this controversy. He's charged with the illicit transfer of more than 500 confidential files from Google to his personal account. What makes this situation even more intriguing is Ding's simultaneous work for two Chinese companies in the AI sector, raising questions about the intended recipients of the stolen information. FBI Director Christopher Wray has voiced serious concerns over this case, emphasizing the potential economic and national security risks posed by the theft of American technological innovations. According to the indictment, Ding was deeply involved in the development of software for Google's supercomputing data centers. Between May 2022 and May 2023, he allegedly uploaded sensitive data to a personal cloud account, breaching trust and legal boundaries. The consequences for Ding, if convicted, are severe. He faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 for each count of trade secret theft. This case highlights the FBI's broader concerns about the misuse of AI, particularly by foreign adversaries aiming to influence U.S. presidential elections through covert operations. Google has taken a proactive stance, referring the case to law enforcement and closely cooperating with the FBI's investigation. This collaboration is crucial in addressing the theft and preventing further breaches of security, showcasing the importance of vigilance in protecting intellectual property in the AI domain. Apple is stepping up its game in the tech world, launching the new M3 MacBook Air models that are not just about sleek design, but also about pushing the boundaries of technology with enhanced AI capabilities and display support. This move is set to redefine what professionals and tech enthusiasts can expect from their devices. The newly unveiled MacBook Air models come equipped with macOS Sonoma 14.4 from day one, featuring the latest M3 chips that promise to deliver unparalleled performance. Available in two sizes, the 13-inch model is priced at $1,099, while the larger 15-inch version comes with a price tag of $1,299. These models are designed to cater to the needs of users who demand more from their laptops, especially in terms of AI power and the ability to connect multiple external monitors. But that's not all. Apple is gearing up to make this week even more exciting with the anticipation of revealing new products. The rumor mill is buzzing with talks of new iPads, Macs, and a range of accessories, setting the stage for what could be one of the most significant product announcements of the year. The launch of the new MacBook Air model, coupled with the anticipated release of additional products and updates, underscores Apple's commitment to innovation and its dedication to meeting the evolving needs of its customers. With its advanced AI processing capabilities and support for multiple external monitors, the latest MacBook Air is poised to be a game changer for professionals and tech enthusiasts alike. In a revealing study by UNESCO, it's been discovered that popular AI models, including GPT 3.5 and Llama 2, are not just lines of code, but mirrors reflecting societal biases, particularly gender and ethnic prejudices. This eye-opening research sheds light on how these advanced technologies assign high-status jobs predominantly to men and relegate women to domestic roles, perpetuating long-standing stereotypes. The UNESCO report goes beyond identifying the problem, pinpointing the negative portrayal of ethnic minorities and gay individuals in content generated by these AI models. Such findings underscore the urgent need for a concerted effort to address and mitigate these biases. The call to action is clear: increased collaboration, transparency, and the establishment of regulatory frameworks are paramount. Moreover, the involvement of private companies in these efforts is deemed crucial for meaningful progress. In response to these challenges, UNESCO's recommendation on the ethics of AI, adopted in November 2021, aims to steer the development of AI technologies towards a more equitable direction, emphasizing gender equality in AI design and implementation. Audrey Azoulay, UNESCO Director General, has voiced the necessity for both governments and private sector entities to rise to the occasion. With the goal of rectifying these biases and ensuring diversity and inclusivity in the AI landscape, paving the way for technologies that reflect the best of human values rather than our prejudices. The tech world is buzzing as NVIDIA's market value rockets to more than $2.28 trillion in a mere 67 days of 2024, a staggering 85% increase this year. This phenomenal growth, fueled by the soaring demand for its graphics processing units and artificial intelligence technology, is not just a win for NVIDIA, but also for companies like SoundHound AI, which saw its stock surge by 16.9% in Thursday's trading session. NVIDIA's success story is a testament to the insatiable appetite for AI and GPU technologies, driving its stock to unprecedented heights. Meanwhile, SoundHound AI is riding the wave, benefiting from its investment in NVIDIA and the burgeoning demand for its own technologies. The company's order backlog has impressively doubled to $661 million at the end of the last quarter, signaling a sharp increase in demand for its products. However, caution is the word on the street for investors eyeing SoundHound. While the company's ties with NVIDIA and the growing demand for its technologies paint a picture of potential explosive upside, it's a high-risk, high-reward play. The future of SoundHound hinges on its own sales and earnings performance. Microsoft is gearing up to usher in what it calls a new era of work on March 21st, with a special event that promises to blend the cutting edge of generative AI with new hardware offerings. This event is not just another product launch. It's a glimpse into the future of technology where AI is at the forefront of innovation and utility. The spotlight will be on the anticipated unveiling of the Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6, with whispers of an ARM variant for the latter adding to the intrigue. These aren't your average devices. They're set to redefine what's possible with on-device AI capabilities. The inclusion of 14th-gen Intel Core Ultra and Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite chips, both equipped with neural processing units, NPUs, marks a significant leap forward in computing power and AI integration. But hardware is just one part of the story. Microsoft is also set to reveal new AI experiences for Windows 11 and Copilot, specifically tailored to leverage the full potential of devices armed with NPUs. This focus on AI-enhanced software, alongside powerful hardware, underscores Microsoft's vision for a future where technology works more intuitively and efficiently for users. The event might also shed light on the next major update to Microsoft's operating system, Windows 1124H2. With the presentation kicking off at 9 a.m. Pacific on March 21st and available for viewing online, those interested in the future of tech, especially AI, should mark their calendars. Coverage will be provided by Mashable, ensuring that even those unable to attend can get a piece of the action. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.